What if your words were actually spells? And that's why they call it spelling. Think about that. Because I know you know that your words hold power, they hold a frequency, they hold energy, they carry weight. And I want you to think about the words that you're speaking. They are literally moving from inside of you, inside of your body, inside of your mind. They are creating a vibration through your throat, and then they are coming out of your mouth and into the universe. That's what's happening when you are speaking and you are saying words. And once those words are out of your mouth, you can also hear them back. They're going back into your ears. So we've got this cycle going on. And being conscious of your words, being conscious of what you're saying, will create a big shift in the way you think and feel, and also how your life is. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking all about your words. We're talking about bringing awareness to your words. And it's my intention that there are going to be some words and phrases by the end of this episode that you're going to delete from your vocabulary and you don't say them again. Or if you do say them, you catch yourself and you correct them. And I'm also going to tell you what to correct them with. I'm not just going to tell you what not to say. I'm going to tell you what to replace these words that have been unhelpful up until now. I'm going to tell you what to replace them with, because your words really do hold power. Your words can make a very big impact in the way you feel about yourself, in the way you feel about your life, in the way you view yourself. And I want you to be as happy as possible. I want you to be every day in the position where you are supporting yourself. You are shifting, you are transforming. And it's these little shifts over time that make the biggest difference. And it's these little things like changing your words, changing your language, that over time turn from being something that you do when you remember to something that you consciously do to something that you then automatically do. It's just who you are. And that's what we're trying to get to, right? And you know, sometimes it's difficult to implement new habits and new ways of being. But it's only difficult to implement these little tweaks because you've not done it before. You're learning, you're growing. It's a new way of living after having lived in a specific way up until this point. So of course, it's going to feel a little bit clunky sometimes. So when you are speaking, the words you're saying, whether this is about yourself, about your life, about your money situation, just words that you're saying in conversation, I want you to have more awareness of what you're actually saying and whether what you're saying is giving you power or taking your power away. I also want you to think when you're speaking, especially when you're saying things about yourself and about your life and about your circumstances or your future or things like that, ask yourself, would I say this to someone who was in a deep hypnotic state? Their unconscious mind was open, listening, receiving, was taking it all in. Would the words that you say about yourself specifically, would you say that to someone who is in hypnosis? Would you plant those seeds in their mind? No, you probably wouldn't. And if you wouldn't say it to someone who was in a deep hypnotic state, don't say it to yourself. Don't say it to yourself because you are your own hypnotist. You are casting spells when you speak. Think of it like that. And let's see how much we can change with this knowledge that I'm sharing with you today, just by the words that you're actually saying and bringing awareness to the words. And that's the first way to do this, is to bring awareness to it. And I don't want you to feel bad or worried or frustrated about the words that you may have previously spoken up until this point. Because I consider that history up until now. Today, you're going to be aware of the words you say going forwards and the ripple effect that they have. And you are only going to say words that support your desired future. And this follows nicely on from the last episode. If you haven't listened to the last episode, go and listen to it. I talked about how you may have been in a habit of saying things you don't want instead of saying all the things you do want. So this is leading on from that. And I'm going to now tell you some of the things that I really want you to change in your vocabulary. And the first one is, it's too expensive. Ooh, how many times do you say that? And when you say, oh, it's too expensive, the word expensive probably makes you feel weaker. It's probably going to make you feel like whatever it is you're referring to is out of your league. It's above you in some way. You can't have it. You're not worthy of having it, maybe. When you're saying the word expensive, you're essentially saying that this costs a lot of money, which is coming from a bit of scarcity. And, you know, like I said, this is history up until now. I know you very likely said it's too expensive on many occasions, unconsciously, because much of our language is unconscious. I said it's too expensive, and even now I might catch myself saying that. But this is the beauty of this work, is that you are bringing awareness to it. You are shining a light on it so that you can correct yourself. And then over time, this becomes your unconscious language instead. So if you've ever said it's too expensive, or you know that you often say, oh, I'm not going to buy that because it's too expensive, or I really want to go in that coffee shop, it looks really nice, but it's just too expensive. Instead of saying that, I want you to say something like this. For me, it's just not good value, or it's not a good return on investment. Or you could say something like, well, I'd rather maximize my resources on something else. Or it's not in financial alignment with me right now. Or I like this one. This isn't a wealth builder for me. So you might be looking at, like I said, a coffee shop. You might be looking at a handbag, a pair of shoes. Instead of saying, I really love those shoes, but they're just too expensive, you can say, I really love those shoes, but right now, they aren't a wealth builder for me. And I bet when you say that, you will feel more empowered when it comes to the language that you're using when it comes to spending and money. I think you're going to shift from feeling powerless, from saying, oh, it's too expensive, and coming from that energy of just not having enough and I can't do it, to actually saying, well, I'm in control of where I'm circulating my money. And I get to be empowered when I'm circulating my money, when I'm spending my money. Because when you start making statements like this, and these statements, oh, this isn't in financial alignment for me, or oh, this isn't a wealth builder for me, they might not come that naturally to you right now. But that's because you've been used to saying words that have a very different energy about them. And you get to be an empowered person around money, even if you don't feel empowered yet. You get to be empowered because it doesn't matter how much money you have in your bank account, whether you have £10 in your bank account or £100,000, you still get to feel empowered with how you're going to circulate that money, however much you have. You no longer have to be or have the identity of someone who is always finding everything expensive. Shift your state around it. Because if you had £1 billion in your bank account right now, there are still going to be some things that you won't buy. So you not buying something gets to be less about what you can or cannot afford. It's more about what you want to invest in, how you want to spend your money, how you want to circulate your money. So when you create that mindset shift of, oh, even if I was a billionaire, it doesn't mean to say I would buy everything I see. You wouldn't. It's just that right now, you can't financially. But when you're a billionaire, you still might not want to buy everything. So you get to operate from that empowered space now. You still get to choose how you are investing and circulating your money now. Of course, there are going to be bills and things like that, but whatever's left, even if it's £1, you get to choose how you're spending that £1, and you get to spend that £1 from an empowered energy. Which brings me on to the next thing, which is the same but different. And it's the phrase, I can't afford it. Instead of saying, I can't afford it, you could say, right now, I'm prioritizing other financial goals, or I'm going to explore other alternatives. So again, if you're looking at a potential home where you want to live, and you hear yourself saying, I can't afford it, delete that, correct yourself, and say, actually, I'm going to explore other alternatives. Or you could say, I'd rather align my spending with the wealthiest version of myself who makes conscious choices on what she's investing in. Or you could just say something like, I'd rather continue building my wealth. Again, that's coming from a place of empowerment. You might not feel you have much choice or flexibility or freedom financially right now, but let's not allow that to ripple through the words you speak and therefore keep perpetuating. If we can make just a little shift, things will improve. I'm not saying this is the magical solution, but it's certainly going to improve things. Because instead of coming from this fear and lack and powerless energy, the power's coming back to you. It's coming from a mindset where wealth and having money isn't about buying everything and anything. It's actually about being wise with your wealth and intentional and having a choice of not investing, not because you can't, but because you don't need to. So think about it like this. Let's say everything has gone as well as it could. You've got the money you want, the wealth you want. You are living financially free. And you want a new car. So you go to the garage, you see a car that you really like. It's the car that you've always wanted. You've got the money to pay for the car. Do you think in that situation, you are going to be acting from this desperate energy of, this is the car I've always wanted. I have to have it now. No, you're not. You're going to walk into that garage with so much power because you know you can have it. If you wanted it, but equally, you're not desperate for it. You could take it or leave it at this point. Quite often when we can't have something, we want it more. So I want you to embody with these language shifts, pretending that you can have these things, but I'd rather continue building my wealth, or I'm going to explore other alternatives. If it's like this, I could take it or leave it energy, that's when the dynamic shifts. So you get to play with this energy. Act as if you are the one walking into the car garage who knows she could have any car. But just because she can have any car doesn't mean to say she's going to have any of the cars at all. Because she can walk in and she can comfortably walk out empty-handed. And that is someone who is empowered with money, and you get to pretend and embody that whilst shifting your language. And when you do this, you will actually start valuing yourself higher as well. I also want you to be more consciously aware of the questions you're asking yourself as well. Your brain really enjoys questions and working things out. It will seek the answers. So this is a really good way to engage your creativity. Your creativity is always available. It's always there. You have endless creativity available to you. And when you're asking questions, you're either tapping into that creativity or you're draining it and you're taking from it and you're not utilizing it. So you might hear yourself asking questions, for example, oh, what do you need to do to live in a house like that? Or, oh, what do I need to do to get more clients? Yes, they're questions, but they're not the most supportive questions. They're not leaving you open to tap into creativity. It's coming from a state, again, of being powerless rather than empowered. So if you know that you ask yourself questions like that, what does a girl need to do to drive a car like that? If you're hearing yourself saying things like that, instead, try something like this. Who do I need to be to drive a car like that. How could I get one new client this week? What would need to be true to make that house possible for me? And when you're asking these questions, if you're saying it from a lack energy, if you're saying it from a low vibe, you're saying it from woe is me, it's not going to have the same effect. But when you're asking these questions to yourself, to your mind, and you're engaging your creativity, how could I? Who do I need to be? What would need to be true to make fill in the blank possible for me? It's curious. It's tapping into creativity. It's saying to your mind, I'm looking for an answer. I'm looking for a pathway. I'm looking for you to give me the guidance. Give me the guidance. How can I get one new client this week? Open me up. Give me some ideas. Pour that creativity in. You are shifting your state. You are opening yourself. You are actually wanting to know because you are empowered to take the action. And then finally, when it comes to the words that you're saying and the spells that you're casting, what are your I am statements? So I am fill in the blank. Think about how you speak about yourself. Do you speak about yourself in a supportive way? Or is it more unhelpful? Because if your words are spells and you are speaking these identities out about yourself that aren't actually helpful, then that's not very productive. Because if you say something about yourself enough, you're going to become it. Whether that's in your own perception, so when you're looking in the mirror, you're going to see it reflecting back to you, or physically, or both. So if you say, I'm ugly, all the time, every time you look in the mirror, you think, I'm ugly. Or if someone takes a picture of you and you say, I'm ugly, or don't take a picture of me, I'm ugly. Chances are, if you're saying that, you already believe it. But if you keep saying that, you're going to embody it. And you may start even embodying the habits that align with that identity. So you might not look after yourself. You might not eat healthy. You might go to extreme lengths and obsessions to change everything about the way you look. Because you are saying you're ugly. You're casting that spell onto yourself. I'm ugly. I'm ugly. I'm ugly. You begin embodying that. And then you start playing small. You start hiding because you're projecting this onto yourself. Because you cannot say things like, I'm ugly, and walk into a room and light it up and be magnetic. And you don't need to look like a supermodel to have that impact. But you cannot do both. You cannot project onto yourself that you are an ugly person and then walk into a room and be completely magnetic. You can't do both. You can't say, I'm broke all the time. I'm broke. Oh no, I'm broke. I can't. I'm broke. I've got no money. I'm really bad with money. You can't say things like that about yourself and then be wealthy at the same time and have more money than you know what to do with at the same time and have financial opportunities come to you at the same time. You can't do both. You can't have an identity of one thing and then exist as the opposite. Even though you saying to yourself, I'm broke or I'm skint or I'm really bad with money or I'm ugly or I'm this or I'm that. You can't say all those things, have an identity of those things, and have the opposite. Even though if you're saying those things, it's probably because you want the opposite. You want the opposite, yet you're projecting onto yourself all the things you don't want. You've got to be in alignment. Who do you want to become? What identity do you want to have? How empowered do you want to be? How do you want to move and operate in the world? And then what can you say that matches that, that lifts you towards that desired identity, that desired reality? Because I want you to start casting some really good spells onto yourself and out into the world. Because let me tell you this, what's good for you is good for the world. By you walking into a room and being absolutely magnetic, that's what's best for the world. By you feeling beautiful in your own body, that's what's good for the world. By you being financially empowered, that is what's good for the world. So start being aware of the words you've been speaking, whether this is about yourself, about your finances, about what you can and cannot do. Let's shine a light on these things so that we can make these little shifts over time that eventually become automatic, because they will. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Come and tell me on Instagram. I love to hear from you. I also love to read your reviews, especially if you are listening on Apple. Those of you that have been writing reviews, I love to see it. It literally makes my whole day. So thank you. Remember, it's me and you. You and me, we're in my G-Wagon. We're doing this. We're casting some good spells. I love you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self Quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality. Before you go, if you have a business and you want to unlock your business's full potential in under a minute, go and take my Breakthrough Your Business Blocks quiz now. You'll uncover what's been holding you back from your next level of success. And you'll receive a free tool to transform your limitations into liberations. Go and take the quiz now. The link is in the show notes. And let's activate your next business breakthrough.